to Around H-Town.
104.1 KRBE.
Good morning, it's Freddie Cruz highlighting some of the best of Houston. People from all over the Space City and beyond doing so many great things for the community. And we welcome our next guests, Shannon Petrick and Allison Rosen from the Colon Cancer Coalition. The website is coloncancercoalition.org. The event, Get Your Rear in Gear Houston. It's a 5K, and we will touch on that a little bit later. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you very much for having us.
At face value, colon cancer seems to be one of those, quote, old people cancers. And unless you got an older relative that has one, younger people tend to not really be concerned about it. So why should somebody, let's say under the age of 50, even be concerned with colon cancer if they're not personally affected by it?
Well, colon cancer is actually on the rise. It's the second leading cause of death here. We both have been affected by colon cancer, and we were both under the age recommended, which is 50. We were actually in our 30s when diagnosed with colon cancer. Colon cancer is over the rise now in people under 50, and we want to make sure that people who are out there are aware of that, bringing awareness to them so that they can be properly educated and get screened or at least talk with their doctors if need be.
And what are some of the signs that you're looking for? Let's say something's not right, maybe you want to go and get checked out. What are some of the signs of colon cancer in the beginning?
Well, I'm going to start with sometimes you don't even have a sign. Allison, give us some signs that you may have had when you were going through it that brought you to doing a colonoscopy.
So with me, my story is a little bit different because I had Crohn's. I've had Crohn's since I was about 12. So with me, it was my bowel habits. I was going to the bathroom more, and all of a sudden I wasn't going to bathroom a lot. And just because your age, they might insist that you don't need a colonoscopy, but eventually they'll do some tests, and being your own advocate is the most important thing, especially with young adults.
I personally did not have any signs. The only sign I had, which was related to what my doctors thought was endometriosis. So if you have endometriosis, there's other reasons that could cause that. Pain in the lower abdomen. We all feel gassy and bloaty. If you're feeling like you're taking Gas-X a lot, that might be a sign to talk to your doctors.
And for anybody listening, I know that this might seem like a kind of a strange conversation to have on a Sunday morning, but really, as Shannon and Allison pointed out, you know, colon cancer is on the rise for people younger than the age of 50. So really, it can affect pretty much anybody at any given time, no matter what the circumstances are. Again, talking to Shannon Petrick and Allison Rosen from the Colon Cancer Coalition. The website for resources and information is coloncancercoalition.org. And the event coming up here in November, please, let's talk about that.
Okay, so on Sunday, November 8th, we're having a 5K, and it's in Uptown Park. And we're looking for people to help with the day of the event, to walk, run, whatever, bring out your families. The good thing about this race is all the money that we raise will be specifically used in Houston, and we'll use the funds for colon cancer awareness.
If I can add also, I think when I was diagnosed with colon cancer, I kind of thought inappropriately and uneducated that this was a old man's disease. And the more that I hear about it, it is not. Matter of fact, it is very much prominent in women and men. It doesn't care about a race. It doesn't care about your age. Now, the fact is that the diagnosis of colon cancer is actually going down in people over 50. The main reason, people are getting screened. You get screened, you have a polyp, it can be removed, you take away the problem. People who are younger than 50 are not thinking they need it, and they are seeing signs or symptoms and putting it to something else. And by the time they are diagnosed, it is already met a stage 3 or stage 4. Another thing that I want to mention too is less than 5% is hereditary. And that should really stand out to people who are listening. That means anybody can get it. It doesn't matter if it was in your family. So my advice, get your rear in gear. It makes me laugh every time I say it, but it's true. We all love talking about all different things in the world, but this one is important. It's an easy, easy test to decide whether or not you need more testing or whether or not you don't.
For me, I was perfectly healthy. I have a history of Crohn's disease, but I don't have any genes that would indicate that I would get colon cancer. So I had no idea that I would get it. I was just being treated for a normal disease that you see medicines on TV being advertised about. And my mom has Crohn's too. She's had it her whole life and she doesn't have colon cancer. So, you know, if anyone's going to have the genetics behind her or anyone's going to have a higher percentage of getting it, it would have been me. But, you know.
And with something like colon cancer being about 5% hereditary, it's incumbent upon anybody who notices something different within their body for them to do something about it. Because really, the earlier you catch this, the better off you are.
If I or Allison had waited until the recommended age, which is 50, we both would be dead.
Mm.
I had stage 3 colon cancer with many lymph nodes affected. That being said, I didn't really have a lot of symptoms. It was very amazing that it was caught. Now looking back, being anemic, that would have caught one of those signs. Maybe there was some change in bowel. But again, we all can put reasons as to every single thing out there. My recommendation would be if you have something that's going on, go get tested, meaning go to your doctor and ask for a colonoscopy. A colonoscopy is a procedure where they use instruments and they go through the large intestine and the small intestines and they find out if there are polyps, if there are tumors, if there are other things that need to be looked at, hemorrhoids, whatever you may be having. Those things can be removed if they're caught early.
Right.
If they are not, then that's when you go into a more further search where they have to do surgery and then potentially chemo and so forth.
Exactly. And for anybody listening, on a personal note, about 7-8 years ago, I actually came down with one of the symptoms that's actually a little bit too graphic to talk about on a Sunday morning on the radio. But anyhow, I went to the doctor, got myself checked out. He recommended I get a colonoscopy, which I got one. Ended up being okay, but my point is that I'm glad that I went and got myself checked out. Glad that I got the colonoscopy done, because had I ignored it, it could have been something really bad, like colon cancer. So for anybody listening, don't let the word colonoscopy intimidate you or scare you.
Well, thank you, Freddie, for getting your rear in gear. We appreciate that. If I can also add, I think I have, and I know Allison has, we've come across a lot of people who are scared of the colonoscopy in itself. And they hear horrible things about what you have to drink and what you have to do in the prep. But there are tons of tricks to make that more pleasurable,
right,
and less frightening. But what I would say is doing a colonoscopy is nothing compared to going through surgery, having chemo, doing radiation. I promise you will be so happy if you had just go in there and say, hey, doc, something's not right.
And that is great advice. The website, again, is coloncancercoalition.org. I'm talking to Shannon and Allison from the Colon Cancer Coalition. 1 in 20 people will develop colon cancer, so it's really imperative that we get educated and get screened. The sooner we see something, the sooner we really need to get it checked out. We're raising awareness next month. We have got the Get Your Rear in Gear Houston 5K Run Walk and Kids Fun Run. So it's an event that is totally family friendly. Sunday, November 8th, 2015, Uptown Park. And we thank you, ladies, for both coming to Around H-Town.
Thank you.
Thank you.